Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Monday. Can't trust that day, and you can always trust Freddie Kiger.
We will be here.
Yes.
Like the United States Mail. In sleet, rain, in
sleet.
Hail.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing. You're going to get a trivia question.
Nothing will stop the delivery of your trusty trivia question.
That is correct.
What do you got today?
Chapels.
Chapels?
Chapels.
All right.
Crying chapels. In the chapel.
And we're going to the chapel.
Yeah, going to the chapel.
Going to the chapel.
And you could get married and then be crying in the chapel.
You could.
The Dixie Cups.
Rather sad, or you could be crying because you're happy. Or
let's go with emotional. Let's go with a happy thing.
Just emotional.
We're doing chapels today. Chapels or missions.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go, folks.
All right.
Chapel or mission was built in 1744 and now takes its very famous name from the Spanish word cottonwood? If you're a Texan, you should be shot if you do not know this piece of trivia.
Well, it's
what chapel or mission was built in 1744 and now takes its very famous name from the Spanish word cottonwood? And again, if you are a Texan, Dave Frost, you're out there, buddy. If nobody knows this one and you're from Texas, bad move.
All right. I don't know what it is, but obviously I guess it's a word that comes out of the Spanish language, I guess.
From cottonwood? Yeah, you should know this. As soon as I give you the answer, you'll go,
yeah,
I know this.
Should have known that.
College football season is here, and ChapelBurrow.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelburrow.com/huddleup.
Talking about the Alamo?
The Alamo!
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, Texas was, Shrine
well,
began.
When you said the chapel, that's what threw me.
Well, it's a chapel. It's a mission.
Oh, okay.
Texas Shrine began as the San Antonio de Abalero, Spanish mission back in the middle of the 18th century, and of course played a crucial role in the settlement and independence of Texas. Remember the Alamo?
Yeah.
Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, William Travis, Fess Parker, Burt Lancaster, John Wayne, and all Billy Bob Thornton all died there in 1836.
All the people who played.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the most recent was Billy Bob Thornton and a bunch of people maybe 7 or 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But, of course, John Wayne was there. He was Davy Crockett.
Yeah. Fess Parker was.
He played Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
And Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
Daniel Boone was a man.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. And do you ever have a coonskin cap when
you're
a kid?
I missed that.
I did.
Did you have one?
I had one, a raccoon skin cap.
Yeah.
You were bad,
man.
I remember seeing a picture a long time ago, and it's disappeared many years ago, of me. I was about 6, I guess, and standing and aiming a BB gun at something, a target.
Posing a most warlike pose. Right?
I had that coon tail hanging behind
my cap. There you go. Coon skin cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. Well, yeah, because we were raised in a time when, Westerns and Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett.
Exactly.
Were huge, big.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really fun. Well, anyway.
Unload your BB gun over there. And
yeah, no kidding.
Stop pointing that at me.
It wouldn't be so politically correct.
Put your eye out with that. You know that.
Exactly. Don't run with a stick in your hand.
That's right. Or scissors.
Oh, boy.
Hey, see you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday at September the 17th.
Oh, yeah?
I got a good day coming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right.